We're joined by John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith on this, well, second to last day of the month of April, and Buffalo Wild Wings and cars getting some discussion. John?
Yep. I don't know about you, but that's TMI from the governor. That's more than I want to know about British men, but we'll move on. Yesterday, the Dow had a recovery. It was up about 87 points. Futures were up about 50 points or so this morning. And how about this? If you're the second largest bank in the United States, you would think you could avoid a $4 billion, quote, error that requires you to go back to the regulators and say, whoops, this is Bank of America. Bank of America had gotten approval from the feds to increase their dividend and increase their stock buyback, and then they say, well, we made an error, and the error related to some calculations from some of the structured notes they got when they purchased Merrill Lynch in 2009. Of course, we know that was a kind of a government-assisted acquisition. It happened quickly. Turns out that later that there were a bunch of concealed losses at Merrill Lynch that Bank of America ended up having to eat. Well, they're still uncovering those errors, made a $4 billion error. As a result of that, they had to go back to the government and say, hey, guys, we're going to have to resubmit our capital plan again. That stock yesterday got hammered. It was down 6.27%. The stock's down 12% just in the last month. So much for accuracy on the part of the balance sheet of the second biggest bank in America. And here's some great news that's happening in Texas. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Toyota, which has had a presence in California for a gazillion years, they're relocating their U.S. headquarters from Torrance, California to Plano, Texas. They're going to move 3,000 jobs initially. There'll be more to follow. They're going to lease a facility and then build a huge facility there on the outskirts of Plano. It's interesting some of the things that have been said by some of the, like, for example, the mayor of Torrance, California. I'm going to read you exactly what he says. He says, when you look at the whole package, it's difficult to be a business here. This comes from Torrance Mayor Frank Scotto. He says, if all these great high-end jobs are leaving California, then we're going to turn into a place that's a retirement community with low-paying service sector jobs. We can't have that. And then he went on to warn that unless the state has a change of attitude, it's going to be way too late. Now, 2 months ago, Occidental Petroleum announced that they were moving their headquarters from California to Houston from Los Angeles. And so you would think that California would kind of get the message, but it appears that the state legislature is saying, no, we're right and y'all are wrong, and they're just going to watch all these jobs just leave the state. What's happening in Texas is really nothing short of an economic just unbelievable what's happening down there. Other companies with news this morning: Merck, the world's largest drug company, reporting earnings that beat Wall Street's expectations, even though the revenue was down slightly. This comes a day after they announced they were going to sell their consumer health business. That consumer health business that with Merck includes brand names like Coppertone and Claritin. There's just a lot of things going on in terms of pharmaceutical companies selling off pieces, spitting off pieces, trying to buy each other. A lot of activity in the huge pharma business. We'll see what happens there. Herbalife, of course, they've been in the news. Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman has made a $1 billion bet against, that is a short bet against Herbalife. Has been saying for over a year that Herbalife's not a real company. It's a pyramid scheme. As a result of that, there's some investigations going on the part of the federal government, et cetera. But Herbalife surprises everybody yesterday by reporting very strong earnings, in fact, record earnings. They made $1.50 a share on sales of $1.3 billion. They beat everybody's expectations. They did say, however, they were going to terminate their dividend, and they're going to use the cash they're going to save by not paying the dividend to buy back additional shares, which is another way of theoretically returning value to the shareholders. And lastly, you keep hitting those wild Buffalo Wild Wings. Their numbers are just off the chart. Buffalo Wild Wings has total revenue up 21% last quarter, same-store sales up 6.7%. Overall, a 71% increase in net earnings. And they also say, this is interesting, the CEO of Buffalo Wild Wings is a lady named Sally Smith, and she says that they, quote, that they are going to be a company of 3,000 restaurants worldwide, creating the ultimate experience for our guests, providing sustained growth for our shareholders. They've currently got 1,100 locations, and she says they're going to 3,000. Well, if they continue to post numbers like that, and we continue to eat chicken wings like that, I guess it'll happen. Good news for Tyson.
All right, John. And again, I'm looking here at what's happened with the terrible loss of life and damage in central Arkansas, and we see so many of corporations and home corporations, Tyson's and Walmart, Walmart with water, Tyson's with chicken and other products, and other companies, I can't all name all of them, that are stepping up. And this is part that we talk about the profits and losses of these companies, but these are people with hearts too.
They do. And, you know, everybody criticizes Walmart, but if you look at what's happening, they're usually the first people there with trucks of supplies. So give them credit for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Certainly join with him and visit with him. He can help you with some of your issues, some things you may want to discuss on investment, something he brought up during this broadcast or any that he has on our station. Or you may want to bring up something you've been thinking about totally separate. Well, he's visited all the time at his location, Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. His phone number is 479-782-2527.